We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere.
Happy New Year, Jonathan! Which hasn't come yet. But
two more
still.
Days. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did, actually, I did. I went out with my mom.
Good. I went out with my daughter.
You did? Where did you go?
Went to the fish market.
Oh, 노량진.
You know
why? You guys like that a lot, right?
No, because we tried to make a reservation at different restaurants. Everything was
You should have done that a month ago. That's what I did.
I know, but I don't do that. So I figured there's nobody there at the fish market because there are some cases of corona there.
Uh-huh.
And,
but they didn't shut down?
They didn't shut down. They actually were selling stuff. And there are a lot of people at the, downstairs where they sell fish and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you go up to the restaurant, absolutely nobody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I never seen that because it's always crowded.
It's always crowded, but it's like absolutely nobody there. And
right.
We really enjoyed
that. So what did you have?
Crab.
That's crab and yellowtail. I know. But it must be expensive though, right? Because they're not in season now.
No, crabs are in season all the time, except I think July and August you can't catch mm-hmm. them. But mm-hmm. besides those 2 months, I think it's a season all the time. Crabs mm-hmm. are good, but pretty expensive actually. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a feast.
It was okay.
It sounds like a feast you had.
Yeah.
And we have this feast of movie today, right?
Right. Can't believe I lasted this long till the end of the year. So we actually get to do top five
When
movies.
Did you start?
I don't remember.
I think you started in May because I started in April.
Okay.
And I think
Has it been that long?
I don't think it's long. We've only been here for, 6, 7 months now? 8 months for me.
Right. I didn't see it.
You have so many years to go ahead of you.
Right.
Here, right here. With me. You're so stuck with me. So please don't, think about anything
else. Well, can we talk
afterwards? speaking of feasts, I was talking about this movie, Happy New Year, or Year End Medley, I think that's the English title for this movie. It had 16 cast members.
Actually, the main cast of 14.
14? Yeah. 14 cast members.
Seven love stories, each couple. So.
And they're all major actors and actresses. So
right.
It's kind of like Korean version of Love Actually. Can I say that?
Well, critics say Love Actually Wannabe.
Oh, God. That's more likely.
Yeah, they've been trying so hard because, Love Actually is still probably the most watched movie for single women.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Korea?
It's they're being released every year in Korea.
Yeah, and
every Christmas.
Some of these ladies that I know who live alone, that's what they do on Christmas Eve and the New Year's Eve and stuff.
It's become an.
They watch it every year.
No, horrible.
So they've been trying to make something like that because mm-hmm. Korea makes good movies. So there have been few attempts, mm-hmm. but. None of them were good. I think this kind of came close, but it's not getting too good of a review by the
mm-hmm.
critics.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, normal audience, they might enjoy it because I think the reason the critics don't like it is there isn't really too much conflict.
Right.
And I the style, because, the director...
Because it's so predictable, We all know what's going to happen.
It's really
a matter of casting, I think. What actors and actresses you have.
Right.
And
also, because it actually looks like Love Actually, people actually refer to Love Actually, it kind of compares. It doesn't come any close, so that's why they get more disappointed.
So tell me about cast members. Who do we have?
Okay, we have seven love stories. Well, one is not really a love story, but it's a singer and a manager relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But... how they connected everyone together, it was quite clever. It starts out as in a hotel
mm-hmm.
called Amros.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO walks in because his house, it's a pipe, water pipe is frozen. So he has to mm-hmm. stay in his own hotel
mm-hmm.
for a while.
So who plays the CEO?
His name is Lee Dong-wook.
Ah, Lee Dong-wook, I see.
And then who?
Lee Dong-wook is from Goblin, right?
Right. He was
Jeo Sung-ja,
right?
Right. What do we say for Jeo Sung-ja?
I don't know. The guy who comes to get you.
Right.
Anyways, he has a sort of syndrome. He has a, like a even number syndrome. So everything has to be even number.
Okay.
You know, there has to be two of each, four of each, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So even the room number, even the room temperature has to be an even number and things like that. He meets this housekeeper. Mm-hmm. Her name is Baek Yi-young. Mm-hmm. In Korean, that's 100 to 10, 0.
100
to
0. Baek Yi-young. Ah, I see. Right, right. That makes sense.
So altogether, it's 10,020.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways. So they fall in love. Mm-hmm. And there's a hotel manager who has actually...
That's Han Ji-min, right?
Han Ji-min. Mm-hmm. Who is secretly in love with his 15-year-old friend, played by Kim Yong-kwang.
Mm-hmm. Kim Yong-kwang, right.
Who is a producer of a radio program who stars Seo Kang-jun, who plays a singer.
Oh, you know what? We have these seven couples for this movie, right?
Right.
And we have five heterosexual couples, and we have one gay couple, and one old couple, right?
There's no gay couple here.
There's one. There's Seo Kang-jun and
yeah, but that's not really
Lee Kwang-soo,
right? It's kind of like a bromance thing.
Okay, but then why are they?
It's a manager singer situation where
it doesn't match with this whole theme. Their presence, you know.
Yeah, but if it's not actually the director plays with the theme of My Sassy Girl because he's a director of My Sassy Girl. And there's a monologue by Lee Kwang-soo with the music from My Sassy Girl. Yeah. So it's not a really love thing.
Okay.
It's a bromance.
So they're not romantically engaged.
Right. Okay. There's a manager, you know, and
it would have been better if they were gay, right?
I think it's kind of too early for Korea. Mm-hmm. Still, I think. So this Kim Yong-kwang guy who plays a producer of Seo Kang-jun. Is engaged to a lady. Her name is Go Seong-hee. And she happens to be a daughter of this lady, Catherine, played by Lee Hae-young.
Right, your friend. Your friend you never saw for 20 years, right?
Yeah, well, who is the first love of the doorman at the hotel, played by Jung Jin-young.
Right, yeah. So they're all related, right?
Right.
Okay.
And also the hotel manager, played by Han Ji-min's nephew, is in love with, he's in high school. Not nephew, he's a brother.
So what do you think about this kind of concept? Do you think it's going to work well with Korean audiences?
I think with the, better details and more intertwined stories and, as I said earlier, more conflict, I think could have been much better story. But I kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me about this director, Kwak Jae-yong. You know him pretty well, right?
I know him really well.
He's pretty unusual because, you know, he's now like 64, 63, right?
He's 62.
And then he's still American standing age. Strong, yeah. Right? He's been pretty prolific.
He never stopped. You know, he's probably the only Korean director who had worked in Korea, Japan, and China.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Right. So he made a few films, like three films in China, and he made a couple films in Japan. Mm-hmm. And he made, I don't know, about 10 films in Korea, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's a director of Classic, which has a lot of fans.
Actually, when Classic opened, it didn't do that well.
It
barely broke even at the time.
It came out in 2003, when Old Boy and, you know, other great stuff came out.
But it's got great following. I once went to China, and Kwak Jae-yong was the most famous Korean director because My Sassy Girl was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Although it never released theatrically because...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Illegal copies.
Oh, I see. But it was huge in Vietnam, right?
Everywhere. And it was hit everywhere in Asia. And also, Classic was also a big hit. So he was like God in China. So, that's why he was able to, direct a lot of movies in China also. He actually has a series of My Girlfriend series. You know, My Sassy Girl was the first one.
Right. And then there are two more sequels to
it, I think.
And then
there's a sequel from Korea.
And there's one in Vietnam. And there's one remake in Japan, right?
No, that's it. Vietnam is not a sequel.
Okay.
And there is a another girlfriend story in China called
With Crystal, the girl from FX. There's co-production with Korea in
that. That's My Sassy Girl 2, which has nothing to do with Kwak Jae-yong.
Oh, I see. Got it.
And so it actually has a series, not sequels, but mm-hmm. The My Girlfriend series.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the Chinese one is called My Girlfriend Has... it kind of translates like, she's sick or something. My girlfriend is sick, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you never really worked with them, though, did you?
I never did, but I was quite close.
Uh-huh.
And a long time ago, about 25 years ago, we almost did a project together for Expo.
Oh, Expo.
Yeah. I think it was at Daejeon or someplace. We were supposed to do the visual for...
Oh, I see, but it didn't work out. Okay.
That's where I first met him, but... I actually was a partner with the producer of My Sassy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was planning this movie, he was walking in quite a bit. So that's when I first met him, got close. And then we've been keeping in touch. And I actually went to his movie concert
mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. You did?
What he does is he plays parts of some all the movies that he's done before. And he will have a Suwon Philharmonic Orchestra in front and plays the music.
That sounds
quite
good.
Nice, actually.
I mean, I never even heard a thing, movie concert, but that's pretty interesting concept, you know?
Actually,
anyone is
this
up
is the
it.
Second one he did. He did one last year. And, I mean, he gets a little ticked off if I don't go. So I had to go because it's so far away in Suwon area. And once you get there and you listen to it, it's quite nice.
I mean, it's only possible with a director like him, you know, who has generated a lot of films.
Also, he was born in that city, Suwon.
I see.
So he's kind of a celebrity in that city. Mm-hmm. And, Suwon Philharmonic Orchestra, they're very good, you know. And so actually, he gets a lot of support from the city.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that's why, you know, this the music for this movie is so good.
Now, all about Korea. Arirang Radio.
Okay, we're moving on to our best five, top five films of 2021. And we collected data from two most important people.
Two of your best friends.
From Korean film industry.
Two of your best friends.
Actually, yes.
Yes, but they are very important people.
They're very important people.
Yeah, they're very good movie critics.
Yeah, and one film critic and one film journalist.
Right.
Of 한국일보, 한국데일리. So let's start with film critic Oh Dong-jin. Tell me about him a little. Because you guys have known each other for longer.
But you know him better, so why don't you introduce him?
He's very stubborn. He never listens to others. And, you know, he's one of those foundational members of film criticism
right,
in Korea.
Right.
I think he's about second generation after, you know, Kang Han-sob and other people
right.
like Cho Hee-moon. And he used to be pretty big, right? He used to be a big shot.
Right. He used to, host the award ceremonies at the Busan Film Festivals. And he would be an MC and things like that, so...
And still, you know, he's a, director. He's a director of Film Market at Busan International Film Festival now.
Right, and also he runs a few other film festivals too, right?
One, he's a founder of Wildflower Film Festival, which is not festival, Film Awards.
Right.
He, for Korean independent films.
Also a few other things. And he actually used to report on... YTN.
Right.
Right, and TBS.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't here in Korea, so I didn't know, but people told me he was everywhere, you know, when you turn on TV.
Yeah, he was everywhere. He was like one of the best film critics. Because he used to be kind of good looking too, so.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Well,
and I still don't get.
I will tell him tonight that you said that.
And he liked to be called Korean Roger Ebert.
Okay.
So maybe we could go with that. So you have his list, right?
Yes, I have his list. Uh-huh. And should I go from number five?
Yeah, sure.
He's
a Korean edition?
Foreign film.
Okay, foreign film.
He picked number five as Ashes Pierce White, which is directed by Jia Jang-ke.
Ah, right. That was a good one.
It's Korean title is Kang Ho Anyo. Mm-hmm. Actually, this film is from 2018, but it
that one was okay.
It got released in Korea this year. And number four was Dune, Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah, right. Denis Villeneuve, right.
And The Phoenix is number three.
Mm-hmm. That one I haven't seen.
Now, Phoenix is a movie from 2014 that...
Was that released that old?
Yeah, okay. it just got released in Korea in 2021, so you can't really blame him. Mm-hmm. The director is Christian Petzold.
Mm-hmm. So that happened a lot this year, right? Because we were not able to...
They were not going to bring in new films. It's not going to do well because of the theater situation.
Yeah, right.
Number two is French Dispatch by Wes Anderson. We actually talked about this...
It's a fabulous film.
I love that film.
It's on my list, too.
Yeah. And number one is Nomadland by Chloe Zhao, which had won Academy Best Director.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to have a little pause before, you know.
This is not an award, dear.
But why don't we just pretend it is? Okay, Nomadland. I mean, I didn't include in my list because it was already awarded by Academy this year. But still, you know, it's a good film. And Chloe Zhao's another film. What was the title? I forgot. Ma Dong-seok's Marvel?
Yeah.
We're both forgetting.
The movie was so good that I forgot the title.
So it was a year of Chloe Zhao, I think. She really had a breakthrough.
I think she should remain as a...
independent.
Art movie director.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, you know, she was fit for that Marvel movie. Mm-hmm.
But how do you assess the possibility of Ma Dong-seok as an actor in Hollywood? Because this was his first step, you know, big step.
I think his biggest advantage is speaking English. Mm-hmm. So he may be able to go because, you know, I think his fame started from Train to Busan because he was a hit everywhere. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, begin to recognize him everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so with this Marvel movie, he, I think he'll go places in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Eternals,
yes.
Right. Let's move on to Korean films now.
He only picked three films because we didn't have too many Korean films.
Right. I mean, that's the same with that.
Agree, but we have a few other films that were good. But
but because we decided to exclude independent films.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's not going to be fair for listeners and people.
Right, because they would not recognize.
They don't have the information.
He picked The Miracle, directed by Lee Jang-hoon.
Which starred Park Jung-min and Yuna.
Right. And he picked Mogadishu as second film, Lee Seung-won. Actually, I saw him and his wife, who's a producer of that movie.
Oh, you did?
The other day at the award ceremony.
Chun-sung?
No. At the Korean Producers Association Award.
Right.
And they were there, and like everybody was so envious.
Oh, why?
Even the big producer like Shim Jae-myung came out, and like her comment was, I wish I could ever be like that couple over there, you know?
Why?
Because, you know, they have achieved a few big success. And
Shim
Jae-myung never had a huge hit.
Although with JSA?
She had made a lot of good films, but nothing really huge.
Right. Okay. What did they get with Mogadishu from producers?
It got Best Picture.
Best Director.
And he won like a Best Special Effects. I think he won like four or five.
Okay, I see. So what do we have for top best film?
The Book of Fish.
Ah, congratulations to Lee Junik 감독님.
Lee Junik. Actually, I told you I know him from before he became a...
Yeah. When he was a copywriter,
When he had his hair.
Right. But that's too long ago, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I was more surprised about his hair than him becoming a director.
You know, he's so good looking though. It looks good on him. His hairstyle.
Yeah, he does look good without hair. Yes.
Right.
That's true.
And I think this is well deserved, because I'm still deciding between Mogadishu and The Book of Fish. But it's definitely, undoubtedly a good film.
Right. I looked at a few other things on the internet about Cine 21, the magazine, the film magazine. They picked a lot of the Hong Sang-soo films.
I know, I didn't like the list because it's so biased. Towards Hong Sang-soo.
Right.
And some director.
Introduction and In Front of Your Face. A lot of them picked those movies as the best movies.
Right.
Especially Introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them picked Three Sisters, mm-hmm. And...
Oh, yeah, that one's good. That one's good.
And some of them picked Last Station.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, some of these are, like, independent films, so I guess we couldn't include them.
And we are moving on to another critical figure.
Hanguk Daily's film critic, mm-hmm. Ra Jae-gi.
Right. Actually, he
sounds like Chinese dish.
He has a... Chinese dish?
Yeah.
Not even like Chinese person? Actually, he has a nickname, Im Da-ra.
Right, he looks like him. Right, the Hong Kong actor. Anyways, his list is, I think, more credible because he picked...
And you know what? His list and my list exactly overlaps.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
His number five is Green Knight by David Lowry.
Uh-huh.
Number four is Drive My Car, which is a Japanese film directed by Hamaguchi Ryusuke.
Right.
And third one is Power of Dog, Jane Campion.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is Titan,
mm-hmm.
which won
Titong. Titong.
In America they call it Titan.
Okay.
And
Julia DiCorno.
DiCorno, right. Mm-hmm. Which won the Palme d'Or at Cannes Film Festival.
Right.
Actually, Drive My Car, number four, had won the best script.
Oh, yeah, right. It was a nominee, right.
And number one was First Cow.
Congratulations to...
Kelly Richard.
Richard or Richard? I always wondered.
Richard.
Okay, Richard. Okay. Actually, my list, I have five. My top five was The French Dispatch, 4, Adam McKay's Don't Look Up, 3, First Cow, 2, Titan, and first, The Power of the Dog.
Right.
Actually, it's just incredible.
Don't Look Up was a good pick, actually.
Yeah,
I like that one, too.
It was.
Time Magazine picked First Cow as the best movie of the year.
Huh.
And interesting...
Empire picked The Power of the Dog for the best film of the year.
Right. And this interesting thing is two of the movies that he picked are Western.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting thing. And directed by female women filmmakers.
Right.
So I think it's a pretty interesting concept, Western, which used to be considered as completely masculine genre.
Right.
Now it's being directed by female filmmakers.
And he picked In Front of Your Face as number three, and mm-hmm. Book of Fish as number two, and Mogadishu as a best Korean film of 2021.
Right. It's kind of interesting that he has Hong Sang-soo's film.
Right. I thought you guys weren't going to do the independent films.
But that he didn't listen.
Okay.
I told him so.
So that means
because he said he didn't have many options to choose from.
Right. We didn't really have too many films.
You know what? I'm so happy to see Lee Hae-young's resuming her career after this film.
Me too.
She's everywhere now.
No. Right.
Have you spoken to her ever since?
No.
No?
Not yet.
I think I saw her somewhere, some other film, Gyeonggwanhaepi or some other film. But so what do you think about her coming back?
Wonderful, I think. She's a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's well-deserved. And I think she spent most of her time raising her kid. I think they're fully grown now. So,
she live in the States before?
Her husband is Korean-American, so
oh, I
think she went back and forth, and her kids went to international school. So
mm-hmm, I see. Okay, we ran out of movies to talk about, but what do you think about next year? Do you think it's going to be bounty-forward year for Korean cinema?
We'll see how the cinemas work out and this COVID thing works out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people say the time restriction for theater will be lifted. From next month, next week, actually.
Right. Well, we still cannot take the full capacity, so.
Right.
Still be impacting for a while.
Yeah. But still,
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Molly.
And I'll see you this evening for our year-end party.
Right. And I'll see you, all the listeners, next year.
Yeah, next year. Sure. Next year and next year after next year and then after next year.
And you guys don't drink too much on the New Year's Eve and have a wonderful New Year.
Thank you, Jonathan. 새해 복 많이 받으세요.
Thank you.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.